Dr. Bell Medical Report and Clay and Iron Show, because we are in the last secular empire on earth. And the gospel of the kingdom, which is being preached today, and which is the basic principle, the reason why America was raised up as a light to the whole world, a holy city, a country set aside, because it was based on the principles of a republic, which means that every individual is made in the image of the Most High. Yes, we know that we're founders within the nation, that we're high-level Masons, but there also were people that believed in the biblical principles behind it. And so, as a bookend of history, Israel was the first nation which fell from that grace, and America is the last nation in history that is falling from that grace. But yet, we can, just like Nineveh, be saved. And we're not speaking as Jonah did, who was swallowed by the whale. We know that America can repent and be pulled back from judgment, because judgment is coming swiftly, people. And it's going to start this year. This year, 2007, things are going to happen that will shock and awe you. And you need to be prepared. If you're not prepared with these spiritual principles, whether it's food shortages or gasoline prices or famine or geotectonic or other events, you will not be physically ready if you're not spiritually ready. So let's get back to the principles, Phil.
Sure. One of the things that people talk about are the darkness of the coming times. But what I have to do is stand before you and all your listeners and say, yes, the times may be coming, may be very dark, but the scriptures tell us in that time, God will send out a great outpouring of His Spirit. And those that gather up that Spirit, like gathering the manna in the desert, will be nourished by it, will be protected by it, and will be victorious with it. So that's...
Absolutely. This is a time when not only the darkness is there, but the light gets lighter. And, in fact, there's a greater releasing. It says, when you see these things, and it says in Luke 21, hold up your head because your redemption is drawing near. In other words, the revelation, the apocalypto, the unveiling of the truth of who we are and what we are. We are kings and priests in His kingdom.
That's right. And another way that Scripture tells us the truth of the Scriptures is in 2 Timothy 3, that all Scripture is inspired by God and useful for refuting all error and guiding people's life. So where else do you need to turn for a handbook for life, basically? It's right there. I spoke a little earlier about truth. I'd like to actually speak about another piece of armor we haven't even mentioned.
Absolutely.
The breastplate of righteousness.
That is extremely important. In fact, I have a prayer called the Prayer of the 12 Stones. So if they go to Clay and Iron, they can pull up that prayer. Those precious stones which are in the breastplate of the high priest that would go into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur and sing the a cappella, the song of the high priest, the Kohanim Gadolim, would be sung, which is the only time in the ancient times when the doors were open, the gates were open for repentance of the nation for the sins. And this is a very important principle, so let's proceed.
In 1 Thessalonians 5, we're told that we're to put on our breastplate of faith and love. When I do my presentations, I wear chainmail, head to foot, and I show that the rings themselves represent faith and love. And it's an expression that those individual rings are much like the individuals in one's life. And we're all bound together, all of us. We're all connected. And when I do a presentation, especially with a youth group, I'll get all the kids, and I'll make it like a chainmail mesh with them. I'll have them all link their arms together. And I'll grab one kid in the middle and disconnect them from the whole lot and pull them out of the crowd. And then pull on the crowd, and this huge hole opens up in the middle of the group. And that just goes to show how when one person's removed from that network of your life, it's like having a chink of armor removed from your breastplate, your chainmail. It opens up. You have a chink then, a hole that the enemy can attack.
Right.
So Paul tells us that...
remind everyone about Ai and the wafer of gold, of Babylonish gold in the garment?
We're talking about the
ancient principle. Remember when they called forth and they called for the stones to divinate exactly who had stolen or kept the booty when they weren't supposed to?
Right.
And that's the same principle. If you have one in your camp that is doing this, it opens up a chink, a point of attack, and a place where you can be defeated. We'll be back in just a moment.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
A moment while we continue this important dialogue and teaching on this principle, because we're moving into a year of warfare. This is going to be a year of superstorms, financial earthquakes, the start of very serious health issues in many areas, the potential for a war or a very noxious peace, so many things that are coming upon us. But we do not need to fear, because our victory is already in our God, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Most High God. We have the victory already. We have to apprehend. We have to act like it. We have to realize that we just have to stand our position. And you've got some amazing scriptures in this principle, Phil. Let's continue, please.
Yeah, we were speaking about the breastplate of righteousness, and I've been to a lot of different congregations, a lot of different faith churches, and I asked them how are they taught to don the armor of God as it's depicted in Ephesians, and they all just quote Ephesians 6, and that's all there is to it. Nobody ever does a teaching on it.
Right.
So then I'll ask them about a specific piece of armor, like a breastplate, and ask them, how would they wear it, how would they express it, and what kind of protection does it give? And they look at me like a deer in the headlights of a car. They're like, what? We're talking about a real piece of armor, a breastplate. How do you put it on? How do you express it in your life, and what does it really protect? Well, the breastplate of righteousness protects the matters of your heart. If you find your life is filled with people that backstab, are mean-spirited, they demean your spirit, they are wordy about your character, they're bloodletting your character, basically, that's because you have not got on a shiny breastplate of righteousness. And how you express that in your life might be through the characteristics of humility, discernment, devotion to a greater cause, and right action. Actually, righteousness is doing the right thing at the right time in the right way. It's not a matter of upmanship, one-upmanship, or look at me. It's nothing like that. And you can't actually act properly if you don't have a devotion to a greater cause than your own self-interest. So I always couple those characteristics together, and there you have it. When you live a life of love and faith, then you become a bright, shining representation. And a church up the street had a nice marquee out last year. They said, "Who and how you follow determines who and how you're followed." And it was one of the things that was typically done during the ancient battles was a commander might have two or three other commanders on the field wearing armor that just looked just like his. And it would confuse the enemy. They'd think that the king is over here, and they might attack him, but they're actually attacking some duke of a lesser bearing somewhere, and the king's actually over here. Well, when you polish your breastplate, you become a shining example for people to follow. And whatever comes, you're protected. And if you live a life of faith and love, people will rally to you. That's what happens when you're a shining example. People rally to you. You're a beacon of light in the darkness. And it serves people that are looking for searching for the truth. They see you, and they'll clamor to that. If they're in danger in their life, that the shoals of life are going to wreak disaster in their life, seeing that beacon of light that shines forth from your heart in truth and love gives them something to hold to turn to that might save their life, quite literally save their life. So it's their spiritual principles, but it's just as real as the armor I put on when I practice martial arts. It's real.
Yeah, it's very, very real. And you need to know this, that when you go into battles, if you don't do these godly principles, you will be taken out. That's why I tell people, don't even engage in the battle if you're not doing this. This because you will be cannon fodder. You will be taken out. You will be harmed. You will be destroyed. And you'll also bring discredit to those around you. You will be literally the chink in the armor which protects them. So it not only causes destruction to you, but those around you.
What are the principles that people don't hear? As strong and powerful a principle it is, they just don't hear it enough. When your life is full of fear, you're being ranged about by the enemy. The enemy uses doubt, fear, and worry to bring consternation and wandering of the mind into your life. You can't keep your mind focused on things. You can't direct your life. You're constantly worrying about all the trivial things of life, really quite trivial things. Although they're quite physical, it's very trivial because you're a spiritual creature.
Don't sweat the little things. And
that's
this
right.
is the principle. If you're worrying, you're not doing.
That's
because
right.
If you're doing, and if you're, and people say, well, you don't have enough faith. Faith isn't something that I have. Faith is a relationship with the one who is faithful. And when you do little things and he performs bigger things in you, guess what? You already have a script. Well, I know that God does this, and I know I'm in this situation. God, you got to help me with this way. And guess what? He speaks to you. He set up circumstances. He tests your character. And as he builds your character, he presents situations to further demonstrate the principles that are building in you. When you're putting on the armor, you're getting better in battle. But these principles always apply at each step of the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I in closing on the breastplate, one of the things I tell people is, when your heart is full of fear, you need to fill it full of love. And
right,
the scriptures tell us when your heart's love-filled, you can't have fear.
Right.
It can't exist.
Exactly. And see, this is a principle people know. They want to say, well, how can you take away my fear about the New World Order and about the bombs in the cities and the draft and the food shortage? I said, look, I don't have fear. And the reason why I don't have fear is because you have to fill your heart with love for all those around you, for your family, for your world, for your nation. You've got to turn your eyes out to serve. As I say, if you're not a servant of the Most High, and if you're not serving God's people, if you're not the washer of the feet as Jesus was, you will be filled with fear. Because fear, I like to see it as a big bottle. You know, Satan, he's got this bottle bottling all the fear, so he can, like a weapon, aim it back like a psychotronic weapon toward the earth to say, now, you see, I've bottled all your fear. I'm sending it back to you as an explosion of a nuke in Chicago. And now the stormtroopers are coming, the clone super warriors, the ROVs, the chip will be in you, Sue, ha-ha. And all these things are happening because people have let their mind. They let their body, their spirit, be enslaved by drinking the elixir of fear. And fear leaves just like disease. When you let good things in your body and in your spirit, when you put some good things in, the bad things leave.
Absolutely.
That's what I tell people, the same principle in natural medicine. If you've operated on someone for a cancer and you've cut the cancer out and you want their body to heal, you've got to put in good things. The same principles deal with the spiritual. If you put love in, fear leaves.
Another.
If you're fearful, you will be shot. It's almost like they say wolves can smell fear.
That's right.
It actually is a molecule. Believe it or not, they isolated this called a fear molecule. And wolves sense the smell so good, they can smell one part per quadrillion of blood.
Holy cow.
And they can smell one part per quadrillion of fear. And fear is an actual molecule with a smell. So this wolf goes, ah, I smell fear. There's an animal that is upwind that is fearful. So therefore, I have a meal. And that is what Lucifer and the Luciferic leaders of this world, they smell your fear. But if you're full of love, you don't have a smell. They don't know that they're about to be crunched because you're a warrior with the armor. And you're going to go and you've got your mace in your hand, your sword, and you're ready to take their head off.
That's it. One of the barometers I would ask people to consider in their life are what I call the knots of the enemy. The would-haves, should-haves, and could-haves of their life's contemplations. If you're always thinking about, oh, I could-have, if I only had, if I, you know, I should have done that. And if you're always living your life and you're looking back on decisions you've made and thinking I should-have, would-have, or I could-have done, then you have not got a breastplate on. Because when you're wearing a breastplate, you can, you will, and you have done things. You don't think about the would-haves and could-haves. Those are the knots of the enemy, and they'll untie your garments, and they'll reap in a heap around your feet, and before you know it, you stumble and fall. And
absolutely. That's really important, and when you start understanding these whole principles, that's why your book, let's repeat the title again, and of course, if they go to awakenthewarrior.com, they can obtain it. They can get these principles. They can go to Clay and Iron and see some of these principles of what we're talking today in the specific scriptures. They can read in their King James Bible. They can go to their Greens Interlinear. They can go back to the Hebrew Greek letters. They can discern that these truths are there, but they have to mind them out. They have to put out effort, because if they don't have these principles behind all their actions, they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
One of the beautiful things about doing that, when they pull out their Bibles and start looking the Word and doing a study, such as I've got for the armor, they'll be actually unsheathing the sword of God and bringing light into the life in a very incisive way. And the sword of the Spirit, the last piece of armor that's mentioned in Ephesians, and it's mentioned in Revelation 19 that Christ will have the sword of retribution from his mouth. It's a double-edged sharp sword. The scriptures talk about swords. To date, the one most deadly weapon known to man to date has been the Roman short sword.
Right.
More human beings have fallen to it than any other weapon in the world. So even today, as we're talking about these principles, you know, the thought of a sword, many of us don't see swords. You know, I've got something like 35 swords in my collection. I've got swords around me all the time. But when I go to do a presentation, I bring one, kids are always drawn to the sword. I mean, they want to see the sword. They want to feel it. They want to know if it's real. There's something magical about a sword, and there's something magical about the Word of God. It's the same. It's so appropriately.
It's a supernatural book, because what it does is it tells us in words that are inspired through his prophets, his apostles, his people, and Yeshua HaMashiach. It literally tells us the identity of who he is and who we are. And that's really important. In fact, the ultimate purpose of the New World Order is to take away our consciousness, to take away our identity, to take away what we are, because as I've said repeatedly on this program, if we knew what we were, we would not do what we do. And if you want to know who you are, you have to read your Bible, you have to walk. People say, well, I don't believe that book, that's just a book.
Yeah.
No, you have to do the book.
That's
if
right.
You do the book, guess what happens? It's a living book. It lives in you. You start to have supernatural things happen, like when I prayed with Mark Taylor, and supernaturally God healed him and removed that abscess, and instead of a seven-hour procedure, he walked out of that hospital
without
an abscess. Those things happen, not because I'm better than anybody else, because I did one thing. I hear and do. I'm not a better or a worse person, but if you don't put on the armor, you will be taken out. You need to know this is the truth. And he's not a respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of principles. We'll be back in a moment with Phil Seiko, and we will take your calls here shortly with Phil Seiko, AwakenTheWarrior.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. I want to continue with Phil, and then we will take your calls. The call number, of course, is 800-313-9443. Very important principles. You need to get these down into your spirit and start doing them, not just reading about them. Think, oh, those are nice. Those would be a nice thing to do. No, they're not nice. They're essential. Don't think you're going to deal with your local or federal government, a medical issue, legal, engineering, science, anything at all in any aspect unless you have these principles. You will be taken down. So let's go back to Phil.
We were talking about the sword, and I was going to mention that when people say to me, Ephesians is where the armor is talked about, right, Phil? And I says, well, yeah, I mean, all of it's there in one little concise spot, but it's all throughout. They say, well, give me an example. And how is God's word like a sword? And I say, well, look in the book of Hebrews 4, it says quite simply that the word of God is something alive and active, much like live steel, like a good Toledo steel blade. You hit it with another steel implement or an iron, it rings because it's alive. It's not cold rolled steel. Just like the word of God is live and active, it cuts more incisively than any two-edged sword. It says in Hebrews 4 that it'll seek out the place where the soul is divided from the spirit. That's pretty sharp.
I want to just expand on that one principle so people can know this. What God is doing is making a new creation. And a new creation means your consciousness, your identity, literally fuses with the I Am who said, let there be light. And what he's basically saying is he can divide that consciousness from the Creator. So that's the ultimate and really the only judgment of the Creator, is separation from the Creator for eternity.
Having mentioned the created, it goes on to say I believe it's verse 13, that no created thing is hidden from God, that everything is uncovered and stretched fully before his eyes, and we must all give account of ourselves. Well, that relates directly to the Word of God as a sword, alive and active, and a two-edged sword.
That's right. So when people understand this principle, then they understand what hellishness is. Hellishness is simply separation from the Creator, period. Nothing more, nothing less, and so frightening if you understand the total import of it. That's why people should really get this together and understand these principles, apply. As it says, even if you don't believe in gravity and you go out the ninth floor window, gravity will take over.
Another good example of how the scriptures relate the Word of God to a sword, think of when Christ was in the wilderness and he was tempted.
Uh-huh.
And the evil one came before him, and Jesus and the evil one sparred with scriptures. Nobody knows the scriptures better than the devil, trust me.
He can beat any pastor anywhere. He knows the scriptures, and he'll try to twist them because
Absolutely.
He is a master of subtlety.
Absolutely. And remembering that the weapons of the evil one are lies, deception, doubts, fears, and worry. And while the Bible tells us to pray many, many times in many, many different scripture quotes, that we're told, we're admonished to pray, pray, pray. But there's only one thing we're told about worry. We're commanded not to worry.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not
worried. If you worry, actually, in fact, I think it was dealing with the grumbling. In fact, the grumbling of the Israelites in the desert gave a command by God that he would not allow not one of them except Joshua and Caleb to go into the promised land because they grumbled in the desert. Only their children could go in.
That's right. That's right.
So complaining, grumbling, and acting like, oh, well, God's not here. He's not going to help us. It's this bad. Oh, my gosh, look what happened. Well, where's God? And guess what? He's not there because you don't believe he could be there.
Well, if you don't carry the sword, if you don't have the Word of God, you don't have to, like, memorize verse and quote. It's nice to. I would never tell anybody not to.
Oh, yeah, it's
great. You don't have to, though. Be familiar with the principles is what you need. So it should be alive in your life.
That's why it needs to be, the principles can be taught to a child, and they can be taught by also example. So a little child will see these principles in their parents as they're acting godly and have the armor on. And even if they haven't studied the scriptures, they'll just know how to emulate the movements, just like a martial artist teaches a new pupil how to move like them. Then they later teach them the terms, and they learn a lot more of the physiology, the muscles and bones and the other things. But ultimately, they learn by example. They learn by emulating, by copying. And this is interesting, that this is the principle. That's how, in order for us to move forward as a movement, for example, the Patriot Movement, we have things like the Lone Lantern Society and all the other organizations that we had. The remarkable program just the other day with Gary Franchi and, of course, Aaron Rousseau's organization. These principles apply. And that's what we're doing, is creating disciples, which means we have to act in a certain way, because most of the thing is not content. It's not just information. It's action that needs to be replicated in other people's lives in order for us to move forward and win. Without the action and the replication, without the discipleship that Jesus said, make fishers of men, we're not going to win. We need numbers. We need the numbers to swell, not only in America, but around the world, as Aaron said in his movie. This isn't just about an unapportioned tax. This is about an attack on consciousness, on the spirit, on the value of mankind, made literally as a supernatural being in the image of the Most High God, not as a mechanistic Cartesian monster that can be controlled by a global matrix of overlords that want to destroy us, alter our genetics, poison us, and ultimately chip and control us in an electronic matrix. The choices are ours, but we have to first serve the Most High, and the armor is step number one. So this book, Awaken the Warrior, is the website. That's awakenthewarrior.com. Philip Aseko, this is an amazing work. You've brought out the principles so clearly. People need to know, if they really want to enter the kingdom and fight in the battle, they need to do this first. We're going to take a call from Todd in a moment. And if you've called in, we're going to be opening up lines now at the bottom of the hour. Todd in Kentucky will be first on the line. That's 800-313-9443. Important programs we're going to have on many different subjects, but this is foundational if you want to know and survive and thrive in what's coming.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to the program. Todd, you're on the air. Are you there?
How are you?
Yeah, I hear you pressing the buttons, but you are on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Listen, wonderful show. You're right. I think everything you're talking about here, and I think one of the most things people have to take note at and people have to take action at is to prevent. We all know what's coming. You've discussed it in the last hour and 50 minutes. People have to take action to stop it. And one of the things they can't do anything about is if they have bad health, no matter what they do, they have to have good health to be able to fight this thing.
Right,
they have to have a relationship with God, and they have to have good health.
Right. Well, in fact, we talked about this yesterday with Dr. Russell Blaylock, that, you know, they talk about all the opportunities, the land of opportunity in America and in Western nations. There's no opportunity if you don't have health. If you're dying of some terminal illness, if you don't have, if you've been poisoned, so you're now, your brain is toxic and you can't think straight, if you've eaten toxic and deadly food, if your body's laced with all kinds of horrific vaccines, you cannot have a spiritual life, an income, independence, or anything. And ultimately, it comes back on this. The spiritual principles first, then the temple, which is your body, needs to be treated as a temple. It needs to be cleansed. It needs to be nourished. It needs to be protected. And then you can think clearly. Then you can engage in battle when you have these godly principles. But the temple needs to be dealt with. And if you don't deal with the temple and protect it and cleanse it, and there will be no future for either you or your family or others, you need to be here. We need a wise generation of elderly that's over 100 years old, able to play tennis and run soccer games and so on. We don't have that.
Nope.
And we need to have that because the future literally is not for the young without the wisdom of a healthy, aged population. And that's why there are so many attacks on the aging population of this world, why the healthcare system is such a catastrophic, ridiculous mess.
That's right.
They don't want healthy 100 or 200-year-olds. They don't want people playing their great-great-grandchildren at chess at 130 and winning. They don't want people remembering politicians 50 or 60 or 80 or 100 years previous. They don't want people knowing backward and forward the Constitutional, the Bill of Rights. No, they want to make sure that the wisdom that's won in America could be replicated in other countries. They want to get rid of the elderly. That's why this is so important, to take care of your body, your mind, and your spirit. But your temple is next after the spiritual principles.
Go That's ahead. Right. And everything you said is true. People, I'm sure, who are listening and driving in their cars and listening at home, when you say, you know, you should be playing tennis at 100 and you should be doing this, we should live to 150. But, you know, we bought into it in our minds through all this propaganda that we can't, you know, if you live to 70, 75, hey, you're doing good. Mm-hmm. That's baloney. If people eat the proper foods and take the proper nutrition and do the proper exercise, there's no reason on this God's earth that we can't live to those ages and be very active and be very sharp, and we can empty out the nursing homes in this country.
Yeah, and see, what's going on is the exact opposite of what you'd think. You'd think the promise would be an extended lifespan and so on, but it comes back to what Phil is teaching and the principles here. The next step is the temple. So give us the special...
What we're going to do today, this is I want to give a special today. I'm in a mood for a special today. And this is for our first-line defense kit, which is our wipes, our Immunite, our first-line defense tabs, formulated by you, Dr. Deagle, and our mask. Of course, if you purchase that, I will give you a bottle of 2001... vitamins for free.
That's a remarkable formula.
One of
the most complete formula of multivites in the world. One of the most complete.
That's right. And there's over 50 vitamins and minerals in there. And when people take that, I guarantee you, after 30 days, you're going to see a difference in your attitude, in your health, and in your definitely well-being. So if they'll call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565. Call now today. I have operator standing by. I will give that to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're also going to be in production. We're going to reproduce because we had some technical issues with this CD that you're going to be sending out to many thousands, called the Report for Boiling Frogs. And literally, the boiling is not just, is starting off on a spiritual level, which is why people aren't preparing or even believing. They don't believe the messenger. I get people that want to dispute me about things like the national ID. I said, it's in the newspaper. They dispute me about the climate shift. They said, look, I disagree with the causations and the proportionality that Al Gore, but it's happening. You can look out your window. If you don't believe in chemtrails, tilt your head up and look at the sky. But the principle comes back to, you need to get the spiritual armor on first, and then you need to cleanse the temple, and you need to protect yourself physically, or you're not going to be able to stand up to the battle, because that's why the next step they're doing is they're fluoridating the water, they're going to pass codex, they want to do all these things, and you can stop it, but in order to engage in the battle to stop it, you need these principles. So, excellent. Is that number again, Todd?
1-800-933-2565. Call today. And it excites me to hear your show, and excites me to hear what your guest is saying, because if people just listen, and just listen to what we're saying, we can put it all together and we could win this battle. And win this battle without a whole lot of casualties, believe me.
Yeah, what Phil is doing here is he's not just bringing words, he's bringing from the Bible what are called spirit words, words that fill the spirit with spiritual food. So then you've actually had a spiritual meal. You can then go into battle. But without spiritual food, how do you expect to run out of the battlefield? How do you expect to engage? How do you expect to win?
That's right.
You
that's
can't. Right. Yeah, that's you great. Can't. So excellent, Todd. Thanks for calling.
Thank you,
thanks
doctor.
For supporting the program and our show and RBN. Vince in Montana, go right ahead. Vince, you're on the air. Oh, I guess Vince dropped off. Vince, you can call back if you'd like. We're taking more callers, 800-313-9443. Phil, let's continue, please.
Sure. We were last speaking about the sword and how it relates to a piece of armor, and I'll relate very quickly. The characteristics I see represented in a sword would be strength. Think of a sword. It's got to be strong. It's made out of steel. It's resilient. Devotion to a greater cause. Think about making a sword. It takes countless hundreds of hours to hammer and fold steel to make a sword. That's devotion. And, you know, when a swordsmith is making a sword, his whole point in life is to create this weapon that someone can go out and wreak justice with. So his devotion to that sword is tantamount to what our devotion is to be to God. We're supposed to be focused on him. We're supposed to hammer our life like we're hammering a sword. We're to temper our life with the word of God and make our life a sword for God. And that brilliance will shine forth in your life. Another characteristic you can think of is mercy and justice. As represented in Romans 13, a sword is a symbol of authority. It wreaks justice through vengeance if necessary, righteous justice, and it's merciful as well. It can just as well save as it can kill. So there's a direct parallel.
Exactly, which is why we talk about the sword of judgment is wielded by the arm of mercy. We see the Prince of Peace literally coming with the sword of judgment in the archetype of Revelation 19. This is exactly how we need to operate if we do not act in his manner and his way, who is the keeper of the way, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. If you do not emulate every movement, every action, every Shema, every hearing and doing of He says that you be a doer of the word. If you aren't, you're going to be taken out. And this battle is going to really heat up this year. People need to know the battle over the national ID, the battle over the Codex Alimentarius, over an expanding war in the Middle East, an air campaign against Somalia, the rumblings of the economic earthquake coming that could wipe out our food supply because of the price of gasoline and oil. This is very serious, but it can be dealt with. We don't need to be filled with fear, because if we are filled with love, with the Spirit of the Most High, with intention, we just need to stand our battle. And that picture that was done in the ancient battlefield, let's just for a moment, can we describe that, what it was like for them to see the chariots of fire and realize that all we have to do is to stand? What does that mean, Phil?
The standing?
Yes.
Well, when you're hard-pressed, I could tell you from martial combat, when you're ranged about by the enemy and they want your head. If you don't have good footing, if you don't understand the battlefield, if you don't understand your enemy, you're defeated already before the first blow is thrown. And that's martially, when you're in a field of combat. Sun Tzu's book, The Art of War, talks about the killing field. If you go to a killing field, you're destined to lose. The idea is to set the killing field up for your enemy to see and therefore capitulate before there's ever the first casualty. There's nothing more glorious than winning a battle without having to fight it.
Right.
Nothing more glorious. So when you understand these principles of armoring one's life, then you can stand against the evil one and actually stand your ground. You might get knocked down, but you'll still be able to get back up. If you don't have armor on, you get knocked down, you're going to get run over.
Yeah.
It's a totally different situation when you're not in armor.
Now, let's apply these to specific cases. You talked about situations for yourself. Give us some examples in other people's lives and so on that deal with concrete issues of modern life in our world and what happens if you have the armor on and how you can succeed.
Confusion. I'd say one of the first pieces of armor I would address would be the helmet of salvation. When you have the helmet of salvation, what you have in your life is quiet solitude. You hear the voice of God. you're unconcerned with the clamor of life around you, no matter how loud it gets. When you have the helmet of salvation, none of that means anything, and you can go along your way and do what you need to do, and you're unmolested. When you don't have the understanding of the armor of this helmet of salvation in your life will be filled with worry, doubts, tremulations of the mind, fear. What goes in your eyes and your ears is going to be filth, and what comes out of your mouth is representatively also filth.
Right, so it's like having the quarterback's helmet in the Super Bowl. Your coach is telling you the play move so you can win, and because all of the din of the crowd is blotted out and you have the helmet right directly against your ears, you can hear the voice of your coach, which is now the Most High, telling you, don't worry about that din. It's off in the distance. I'm telling you what you need to do to win this game.
Absolutely. And it's nice to hear that voice.
It sure is. I'll tell you, if you don't believe that there's a battlefield, just step out there and find a mortar whiz past your ear and find out what it's like when they attack your career, your personality, your character, and everything. But if you have the armor on, you'll survive, and they'll be shocked when they try to attack you, and their weapons bounce off. And when you rise up, it's as though a righteous man falls seven times, yet so he'll be raised up. And the reason is, because God raises him up. He pulls him up and says, you know, hey, you fell, but I know you believe that I can raise you up. I will raise you up. These things are putting you back in the fire just like folded steel. Because literally, we are like a word of God. We are the folded steel that has to be tried in the fires of our modern life. And it's going to get really vicious. But it doesn't mean that we need to fail in fear. We can be full of more and more strength as we do more battle. We can become a harder sword. We become a stronger character person that has dealt with more and more determination on the part of evil. And evil will flee from you because they are cowards. They think that they have overwhelming power. They try to tell each other, oh, we really are in control. That's why they do these things like hoodwinking. They like to popularize, even put it out in their movies and their books and other things, what they're doing. But in actual fact, they're trying to convince themselves, we really are the predator class. We really are the overlords of these people that are not really human beings. They're monsters. In fact, it goes back to the royals of the, you know, after the Magna Carta and British common law and all around the world, that the Illuminati, the Masons, whatever you want to call them, the overlords of darkness, all have to convince themselves because they're ultimately cowards.
And they're filled with arrogance and pride.
Right. Ultimately cowards. And if you're fearless, the greatest weapon is a stout heart filled by the Spirit of the Most High.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amazing principles. And this applies to everything. As I tell people, whether you're fighting against the insane vaccines they're now going to try to force down our throat and perhaps at gunpoint, talking about in states like in Colorado with probably the... The governor of Colorado will do the same thing through his minion, Ned Kalange, the president of the Board of Medical Examiners, where we're dealing with the Governor Perry, who by his edict says we're going to, without a proper dissertation or discussion about the dangers of these vaccines, proceed by order rather than, you can opt out, but we're going to make sure that you're considered a second-class citizen because you're going to use this option to say, you know, I have a religious objection. How about a medical and an ethical objection? to getting cancer down the road? How about an ethical objection to eating genetically modified food that will sterilize your next generation? Of course, their intention is to make sure that only wild reproduction will be illegal worldwide, that your property can be seized for a better purpose by a corporation or an entity just because there's a better purpose. And the private-public partnerships can decide that, not the fact that you own property that was given to you because you have property rights, you have sovereignty, you are a sovereign. And this is a very important principle. People need to know we created the government, not the government, literally our overlords creating our ability to exist. And as we move into the matrix, these biblical principles become even more important. God is literally bringing us to the edge of the big question and the test. Are we going to take the seal of the Most High, which means put on the armor and use it in battle, or are we going to take the mark of the beast, whether it's step by step by step? Oh, they'll say, oh, they used to think that the greenback dollar in 1860 was the mark, and then they thought the Social Security card, and then they thought the barcode. Yeah, let me tell you, we are getting closer and closer. When you have a national ID that's a biometric ID with your DNA, your retinal scan, everything you've ever done or bought, every group you've ever joined, your military service and your tax records are all in one Panopticon database. We are a baby step away from the full functional, complete matrix mark of the beast. But you won't take that if you have the seal of the Most High. You won't. So I tell people, get the seal of God on you, and you won't be worried in May of 2008, because I won't be taking it, and you won't be taking it, and you won't be taking the things that come after, including the brain interface chip, which they have developed from Tavistock, England, back in Oxford, back in the 50s. I mean, these abominations are there, and the physical representation in these lower planes of existence occur because we do not honor the principles of the Most High. But if we do, we will be victorious, and we will win the battle, but we have to know that it is not our battle. Tell us about that. It is not our battle. How does that principle work?
Well, when we understand that victory is ours through Christ, then you can live a life courageously, and amazing things will happen in your life. And
right.
The scriptures are replete with so many stories of, oh, my mind is just awash with all the different stories of the prophets. So the book of Samuel, over and over and over, where the prophets come forth and tell the people what's going to happen. And they have the choice of doing what the prophet says or not. And
right.
they invariably don't, and they get what they're getting. They get what they're told they're going to get.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, Moses took the tribes. One of my favorite stories is where he took all 12 tribes, and they were literally brought in by Joshua between Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, between the Mount of Blessings and Cursings, and literally said, you know, this day choose life. In other words, God doesn't take away your choice, because otherwise you'd just be an automaton.
Right.
But you have to know the principles, you have to know the battlefield, you have to know you're not going to possess and take control of this land, you're not going to have a future, whether it's in America or Canada or Britain or South Africa or India or China, anywhere you're listening to this principle, these principles apply no matter what you have, whether you have faith or don't have faith, consider yourself a Christian or Buddhist. These principles are universal and eternal, and they apply. And if you don't apply them, you will be a victim. Absolutely. We have a couple callers. John in Arizona. I hope you're on the line, John. Go ahead with your question or comment to our great guest here, Phil Seiko.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Fine.
You know, I do indeed believe this is a spiritual battle. One question I do have is that, do you believe that this battle isn't going to be won here on Earth? Or what's actually your belief?
Ultimately, the battle will be won here on Earth.
True.
Ultimately.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a dark time before that victory comes.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a few select to actually live through it to see the victory day.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't usually get into this unless somebody asks me directly, and I'll take that as a direct question, so I'll state it. Personally, I think I'm going to see the coming of the king. I think it's going to happen sometime around 2012, between 2012 and 2020. Now, I'm not going to go on record as saying, you know, the scriptures say this, this, and this, and I say that's how I see it in the bureaucracy in America and in the League of Nations and in the fault of the Middle East and all. I'm not going to do that, because that's happened every 20, 30, 50 years. Somebody's written a book about saying, you know, last was the coming of Christ in 88.
Mm-hmm.
88 Reasons for Christ's Return in 88. That was
right.
The last book I saw. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is the scriptures tell us you won't know the day and the hour, but you'll know the season.
Yeah,
and
right.
I see the season coming.
Well, yeah, you can smell it. You can actually feel it. You see the representation, but there has to be a battle in the physical, because the Most High God wants a physical people that forever will worship him in the flesh on this earth.
Right.
That's the principle. Yes, there will be a marriage supper of literally the New Jerusalem, which are the living stones, and the earth itself will be, as it says, recreated, so that it'll be literally the Edenic paradise that it was meant to be, because the gardeners of the garden have to be godly, or there is no godly garden.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes, gentlemen, I feel like we've lost the war here on Earth before it's even started.
No.
And I feel like it defeats us sometimes. I mean, I'm making all these videos, I'm handing them out to people, I feel I'm doing God's will by doing that, by alarming people on what's going on.
No, no, what you're doing is really important, John. And here's what the thing is. I call it the carpenter's seed of the mustard. And I just visualize this. A carpenter with a bag of seeds or mustard seeds, they can lie dormant for 300 years in little crevices of the ground if there's no water. Once the water comes down, there's nothing that can stop that tiny seed from cracking through concrete, breaking through the hardest soil, and starting its roots and growing to be one of the biggest trees. That's the point. People, you know, they'll deny, for example, that 9/11 was an inside job. They'll deny that avian flu was designed by these globalists to kill us.
Right.
They'll deny that fluoride is trying to destroy our brains. They'll deny that these vaccines are live attenuated and they shouldn't allow their little girls to have it. But yet, if they don't live by those principles, they will face judgment, just like when Moses brought the tribes. But well, here's what's going to happen, and this is something you should think positive about, like Luke 21. It says, when you see these things come to pass, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. In other words, the comfort zone's going. People aren't going to be disputing with you anymore whether or not 9/11 was an inside job, or they have pre-placed nukes, or they're trying to kill us, or they're trying to destroy our young men and women in the Gulf. No,
mm-hmm.
Or they're trying to start a nuclear war by both energizing Ahmadinejad on one side, who's a Satanist, and the Luciferian CFR members in Israel. No, what you're going to see this year is we're going to start seeing a harvest. We're going to start seeing numbers, millions, turning to the truth and understanding that they are literally running scared and naked in the streets, the globalists, knowing that we are on to them, we know what they're up to, and we're not going to take it anymore. Just like the movie Network, we are not going to take it anymore. We're mad as hell, but we're going to do it in a godly manner, and we're going to put on the full armor. So when we go out there this year, you're going to start having a lot more people wanting to know, begging, please tell me what the heck is going on.
Well, you know something? On a daily basis, I'm a veteran. I served in Gulf War I. And I'll tell you, I live near an Air Force base, okay? And daily I'll go up there and just stand around the base and stuff and hand out information to people in the military. And they're hungry for information.
Oh, yeah, they want to know. They don't want to be minions. They don't want to see their families destroyed.
No.
And I want people to pray for our leaders. Pray for people like Al Gore, who's a fool. Pray for Bill Clinton. Pray for this bisexual pedophile maniac, George W. Pray for these people, because what you do, and this is an important principle, when you pray for your enemy, you remove the last drop of grace, because you pray that they will repent and then receive mercy. When you pray for them, the only thing left is judgment.
Absolutely.
And the only way to get closure on any of these issues is to pray for your enemy, to pray for peace, which is why without the peace on your shoes, without praying for your enemy, you can never get judgment. God says, you know what he'd say to you? I'm not going to solve your problems, because all you're doing is cursing your enemy when all I want is peace and restoration here. I don't want George W. to go to the lake of fire for eternity. I don't want George Soros to be writhing in eternity, separated from the Creator. What he does want is he wants restored Earth without a nuclear war, without geotectonic crises, without starving children, without pandemics. And the only way to truly save as many as we can is if we are literally follow the Prince of Peace, which is first, pray for our enemies. But guess what? The sword of judgment is wielded by the arm of mercy, and its blade is sharp, and it's going to be very swift, very deadly, and very eternal.
You know something, though? My pastor that I listen to, which is on the Internet, Pastor Jay Peters, he talks about purgatory prayers. Right?
Okay.
You know, where you're at, or I think they're called purgatory, or I don't remember what they're called, but in other words, you're basically praying about for your enemies, but to defeat them. So I don't know. I don't know what they're actually called.
Well, guess what? When you pray for your enemies that they repent, God will defeat them.
Right. Okay.
That's what, it's his battle. Vincent Montana, any quick comments before we close with Phil Seiko?
Giving credit where credit is due. You know, you need to take the positive. Montana also passed the they're not going to. They passed a bill where they're not going.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Vince, to hear that report. You see, we need to focus on the positive. We are winning battles. We are going to win the war. We will have literally a new kingdom, a kingdom in the near future. Thank you, Phil. You've been a wonderful teacher today. We'll have you back on regularly with our expert in constitutional law. Frank in the next week or so. Take care, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with Generation Plus and an amazing program coming up tomorrow. We'll be back to help you.